Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, is Tell Del Tuesday, and as usual, we have guests with us today that are going to share their experiences. The reason I have Tell Del Tuesday and have had it for 30 years now, in fact, we do it in-house every single month. We have live entertainment, I would call it, of people coming in sharing their stories in every city we have an office in, which is currently four cities. And what I've always felt this does is it shares the experience from different types of people back to the people out there that haven't actually seen it or done it yet. Why is that important? Because just hearing me speak about it doesn't give it as much credibility as hearing somebody that may sound just like you. In other words, what you're looking for every time when we give out these examples is for someone to sound and look and act and feel like somebody you can relate to. That way you can put a face to this and see yourself doing it. With me today is a nice couple that joined here. And it's interesting because they joined, they had good jobs, they had a lot of money, they were doing well. This is not someone who came here because they needed to come here. They just had a desire to change their financial situation for the better. They weren't in a bad situation. They were in a good situation, and they wanted to make it better. So let's go ahead and welcome them in. It's Kanjita and Matt Wolfram. Guys, both there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good. Did I butcher your name or did I come close?
No, you did great. Yeah, fantastic.
I had it spelled out for me phonically. If I would have just read it off of the actual way it's written, I wouldn't have got it right. So somebody help me out here. I'm glad you guys could make it. Like I said at the beginning here, your story is interesting that you didn't need to do this. So why don't you give the audience a little background as to what your life was like and what made you come to the conclusion you need to look into something like this?
Yeah, sure. So I can take that, Matt, if that's okay. So, you know, Del, I must say that I never had a lifelong dream to be a real estate investor, right? Both Matt and I have college degrees with masters, working in corporate America for many years, you know, having nice income, comfortable living. And I'll tell you what has gotten to us with income tax, because we both had W-2s and nothing else really to offset. And there was always in the back of my mind, like, hey, real estate investors get some, you know, tax breaks here and there. And so I started looking into it. And one of our very good friends, Eric Johnson, had been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for a few years before we joined. So we joined in 2016. And I started talking to Eric about tax advantages of real estate investment versus what we were doing in the stock market. And he said, in a matter of 30 minutes, he must have said, go watch the 2 days like six times. And so we signed up for the 2 days. And it was really an eye-opening experience that our initial target of, hey, let me diversify a bit and have some tax-advantaged investments became much, much different. I mean, now we are much more heavily invested in real estate, and we can tell you our journey since then. But what got me to it was give me a tax break. What we got out of it was much more than that.
How about you, Matt? What attracted you?
Well, yeah, it was the same kind of thing, Del. I mean, we were, as she said, we were both very successful in our jobs, but they were both W-2 based. And as a consequence of that, you know, we had a rather large tax bill that, as any concerned person would do, or, you know, we were constantly looking for ways to minimize that as much as we could. And like she said, you know, through our friends, we were turned on to real estate investing. And the more we started digging into it, the more excited about it we became, because we could see the massive potential that was out there using this for much more than just tax advantages. It's just tremendous, you know, cash generation and wealth generation vehicle that we've taken, you know, and we've grabbed and run with for the last 4 or 5 years.
I think, too, that what is really impressive, Dell, is when you walk into the 2-day and then subsequently to other Lifestyles Unlimited events, is seeing the diversity of the people who are there coming from all sorts of backgrounds. I mean, and you start looking at it and going, huh, this is really interesting. There's a whole world around real estate investment that, again, I consider myself, you know, an educated individual. I had no idea. I had no idea it existed. So the excess that Lifestyles Unlimited provides into real estate investment for lay people, which I consider myself to be, or maybe I'm a little better educated now, but I, you know, we knew nothing. And so just, you know, walking in and going like, huh, this is really doable. These people have, you know, a similar background than mine or different, but it's doable.
When you first came in and you took the 2-day, which your friend beat you up to come see, what was your epiphany, if anything? I know you were looking for the tax ideas. Was there anything else that just hit you? Because you've taken this much farther than just getting some tax benefits from it.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we got asked about the aha moment in the 2-day, and I have to say, so for the listeners who haven't, you know, been exposed to Lifestyles, the 2-day is basically a workshop, very, you know, drinking from a fire hose for 2 days of education. And then there's much more beyond that. But day one is focused on single family investments. Day two is focused on multifamily investments. I think that multifamily was really, I mean, you should have seen my eye. I'm sure you remember my eyes in the audience going, oh my gosh, is this even possible? The way that you can really exponentially grow your investment pot in multifamily investments by changing NOI. And so the NOI growth that then translates into cash flow or equity growth or sale or whatever, refinancing, that was the piece that I had no idea that was possible, that it was super impressive. And I said, yeah, we want that. Yeah.
Those numbers are very eye-opening, there's no doubt. Matt, what about you? What was your largest moment most interesting moment?
Really, it was the same thing for me, Del. I mean, Conjured and I are both, we operate on the same wavelength a lot of the times, which is why we're so good together. And it was the exact same thing. We, you know, you get through the single family day, and that stuff's interesting, and it all makes sense. And you can see, yeah, there's good money to be made there. And then you go into the multifamily day, and just the ability to, like I said, exponentially grow what you have through you know, forced appreciation on these assets, taking your money out via refinance or sale, and just redeploying it and doing it again and again. And the ability to do that while continually making money is just phenomenal. And seeing that and being able to kind of plot out what we could do with what we had in that field was just something that got me really excited. And that's what we both kind of said coming out of that and why we jumped in with both feet.
So when you did come out of it, what did you do first? Because right here I see you're in 13 different multifamily deals, and you sold two of them, it says. And then there's also 8 single-family deals. So I didn't have in here which you started with.
So originally when we got out of the 2-day, again, we were both working W-2 jobs. So at that point in time, we were more interested in passive multifamily investing because, you know, we said, you know, this would get us into the part that we were really excited about. And it also did it with, you know, very little day-to-day interaction on our part, you know. And so we got into 3 multifamily deals in the first month, maybe 2 months and a half after we joined. And once those started cash flowing, we started doing some math and to what it would take to get me out of my job. And that's when we added in the single families. So that was about 6 months later that we started buying up single family houses, and we got those in the next 5 months, and 11 months after we joined, I walked away from my 20-year career and focused on real estate full-time.
Wow, that's amazing. 11 months, huh?
Yep.
You know, some people think, what am I going to do? I got to work for the next 30 years of my life to be able to retire, and you came in and turned it all around in 11 months. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Kandida and Matt Wolfram and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world.
But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Kanjita and Matt Wolfram. They have an interesting story that within 11 months of joining Lifestyles Unlimited, Matt was able to leave his job of 20 years, of which they both had good jobs. So as we were going to break, he was talking about he first started in multifamily because they wanted to be passive because they both had good jobs, but they very quickly came to the decision that they could retire Matt. So guys, why did you come to the conclusion you wanted to retire Matt? You were both satiated financially. You had good money. What was it that said, okay, now we've got a different point of view. Now we're going to retire.
So my lifelong dream had been to have a house husband. So so lifestyles allowed us to do that. So, and Del, you know, we got to a point where our kids were growing and frankly, we needed, you know, more flexibility in our daily schedules. And having someone who doesn't have an 8-to-5 corporate job and thinking about it on weekends and just having the freedom to be, you know, control his own schedule, whether you would be me or Matt, like it didn't matter. You know, it was very clear that our quality of just our home life would improve if someone would be free of an 8-to-5. And so, again, doing some math, it was easier to get Matt out of his job because of my own benefit situation. So that's what we did. I don't know, Matt, did you have a different perspective? I guess you never knew that I wanted to have a house husband, but there you go, on the radio.
You didn't disclose that, huh?
Learn something new every day. I mean, the only thing I'd add to that is that, you know, I mean, if you have the ability to not change your financial situation, make just as much as you were while you were working your, you know, 40, 50, 60 hour a week job, and but you didn't actually have to go to that job, I don't see a downside. And the upside is that once you free yourself from that job, you can focus then on the real estate investing and grow that to, you know, above and beyond what you're currently getting. And you know, since I left my job, my, you know, the income we're bringing in from real estate has, you know, now exceeded to, I think, almost up to triple what I was making in my job. So it's not like, you know, you're not just sitting there doing nothing. It gives you the ability to focus on those things that really add value to your life, be it family, you know, wealth growth, whatever it is. You now have so much time that you can focus your energies where it's more beneficial to you.
Wow. You just said a lot right there. Let's start with the fact that you tripled your income and reduced your hours. How old are you now?
I'm 44.
44 years old, retired, making 3 times what you were making before, working, what would you say, how many hours a day do you put in on your real estate, do you think?
You know, it varies, but it's not a lot, Del. I mean, you're putting in a couple hours a day, maybe.
Wow.
No. I mean, I guess he does manage the single family portfolio a couple of hours a week, I would say, is what Matt works.
Ah, the truth comes out.
Right.
So, Matt, what does it feel like to be a kept man?
Oh, it's great. It's great. Nothing like it.
Oh, that's what got me was how little amount of time. Even when I had over 100 houses, I had nothing to do. And one of the reasons I started Lifestyles is because I had nothing to do. So I started consulting people.
So the interesting part, so let's talk about the nothing to do, right? Because, and granted, Matt is the one who's really doing the heavy lifting on the more active management side of our portfolio. However, one of the reasons why, like I said, being a real estate investment wasn't a lifelong dream is because I didn't want to be a landlord. Like, you know, I don't want to be called at 2 a.m. with toilet. What do you say? Toilet taxes. And, you know, it's I didn't want to get those calls. And, oh, my goodness, what if my house is in rent and it's sitting there unoccupied for 2 months? And so there were all those fears and all the reasons why, oh, I don't want any piece of that. And I think that what Lifestyles Unlimited has done is actually it taught us that it is possible, and you don't get the 2 o'clock in the morning calls. I think that, you know, when we have a snowstorm emergency, you know, Matt was fielding some problems with the houses, but you don't work in your business. You work on your business. People are always surprised that Matt doesn't own a screwdriver. And they're like, what do you mean he's not fixing things on his houses? No. You have a team of people that work for you. I mean, I don't, you know, we're not there mowing the lawn or fixing the roof or whatever happens. And I think that that's the one of many epiphanies that we had going through the education and the support that Lifestyles Unlimited provides was exactly that. It's not you going out and fixing, like I have this joke that Matt fixed a toilet from Tennessee once because, you know, one of his tenants texted him and said, hey, I have a problem with this toilet. And so Matt calls his plumber or handyman, and the handyman. So it was all done in a matter of 15 minutes with a couple of phone calls. We are on vacation in Tennessee, and Matt is solving a problem in Houston. And it was done.
Yeah, it's amazing. Just the points you brought up are so true that people are afraid of the, by the way, the little verbiage is taxes, tenants, and toilets. But the reality is that you don't really deal with any of those. And the lease being empty, you know, being afraid of being empty. I would be willing to bet you that if you put a sign in front of any one of your houses, you'd probably get 10 to 20 calls a day. What would you say on that, Matt?
Oh, it's crazy, Del. I mean, we obviously, you know, going in, you know, again, we had no real estate experience. And so we had all those fears. And that was one of the primary ones, is, you know, how can you rent these houses? And as you said, you preach it, you know, you put a sign in the yard. And it sounds cliche, and everybody rolls their eyes at it. But we have one house that's about an hour away from where we live, and we went to put a sign in the yard to rent it. And by the time we drove that hour back to our house, I already had 3 calls on that house.
I had that happen to me many times, man. I had houses up in Tomball, and I lived down in Sugar Land. It was an hour and a half, 2 hour drive, and literally, like you say, by the time you get home, you've already rented the house. It's crazy.
Yeah, these things rent themselves. They don't sit there for more than a week. And it's the simplest thing of putting, you know, most of your leads come from putting that sign in the yard, which is crazy, but that's just how it works.
It is. Well, that's good. So we've gotten out there and we've gotten these houses. Now, I'm assuming that you changed over to houses, and I'm just going to make the assumption, but I don't want to put words in your mouth. That's unsanitary during COVID times. But the single family houses seem to have a more consistent month by month by month cash flow. You may not make any more profit overall as you do in a multifamily deal, but you're getting that monthly cash flow instead of quarterly. Did that have anything to do with it?
Yeah, that was the exact reason we went into single family. It was purely from cash flow. So it was the amount and the speed of it. You know, you get into a multifamily deal and you may not see cash flow for 6 to 9 months, and it'll gradually ramp up over time. Whereas, you know, a single family house, like you said, it's the next month you're getting cash flow, and it is what you think it's going to be, because you know going in, these are my expenses. This is what I'm going to rent it for.
Well, we're going to have to go to break and pay some of our expenses. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Walmsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought 3 more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise, tax-free.
Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Conjita and Matt Wolfram. And guys, you live in Houston, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So I just had a situation here where one of my apartment complexes had broken pipes, and we've got the insurance guys out there today looking at it. I had my house have broken pipes and blew up with mold. Do you guys have any of that stuff?
On our personal house, we're fortunate not to, but we did have a few of those issues on our rent houses. We had four houses that had at least, you know, some sort of pipe burst. Fortunately, most of them were exterior or in the garage. There's only one that was interior.
Yeah, so there's a situation right there where the world was just the coldest week on record in Houston, Texas. The worst the world could throw at you. Would you get out of real estate now that you went through the problems that you created?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, honestly, I mean, that's just a minor bump in the road. You fix it, you get it back up, and you move on. It doesn't, you know, that, again, you set the thing up so that you're able to deal with things like that, and it does not change the long-term outlook or profitability whatsoever, really. I mean, we still plan to make money on these houses. There's still equity growth. There's still, you know, cash flow from them. It doesn't change my outlook on that one bit.
Now, I'm going to go back to those numbers here a little bit. I read in here somewhere that you had made 200% equity capture. Is that true?
Yeah, that's what we've got sitting in the houses right now, based on our market research for what they'd sell for at this point.
So for people listening, let's try to explain to them what that means as far as what you have cash into each house or as a total, doesn't matter, and how much equity you gained. Was this forced appreciation where you captured it?
No. It's right now it's still uncaptured. You know, so basically what you're looking at is if we put in $25,000, which is about the average that we put in on each of our houses, it's got equity in it right now of around $70,000, $75,000.
Okay, what I meant by captured it, you bought that equity?
We bought some of it. A lot of it's just appreciated. We've owned these houses for around 5 years. So when we bought them, they probably had somewhere in the neighborhood of 80% equity captured on the sale, and then the other 120% has happened over the last 5 years just via appreciation.
Okay, great. Now, Conjita, did you benefit your taxes? That was your original goal.
Tremendously. So because of our current tax situation, so we're married filing jointly, and I have a W-2, and that for IRS purposes, we check the box on professional real estate investor. And so we can offset all of the excess appreciation. We can offset my W-2 income with all excess appreciation that we get from the houses and from the apartments. And with the apartments doing, and this I know gets a bit technical, but doing cost segregation, you get a whole bunch of depreciation that gets taken out in year one when you do your purchase. And all of that offsets my take-home pay. So we went from a deeply paying income tax position. So there was, you know, a whole bunch of money taken out of paychecks. And then in April rolled around and we had to pay, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. We flipped that completely upside down where we now have quite a bit, well, at least for the last couple of years. I don't know exactly how this year is going to fare, but for the last couple of years, since Matt has been a full-time real estate professional, we have tens of thousands coming back to us in April.
All right. Now, what I want to do here is I want to play with some numbers. Numbers don't have to be accurate to represent the reality of what's going on. I'm going to assume that Matt had a job that paid, I'm going to give him a nice round number, $100,000 a year. Don't care if it was more or less, whatever, but just if that's a ballpark number. If he did, and you guys were married filing jointly. What happened was that you were taking out 30% income taxes for your job. He's taking out 30% income taxes for his job. But when you put your income together, you fall into the top half of it. Very top half of being the 40% income. Is that right?
Correct.
So now that's why you had to pay in, is because you were only paying in at 30 on each of your sides. So now we got this dilemma, we have to pay in thing. Okay, now we change that by doing a couple of things. Number one, we get rid of the $100,000 a year income. That income at 40%, we'll say marginally 30%, that income at 30% was $30,000 a year in taxes you were paying for his income, okay? Plus Social Security and Medicare, which is another 7.5%. So we'll just make that 7, and that's $37,000 that you were paying for his taxes. Now, this is where it gets tricky for people out there. Now, he makes three times the income and pays no taxes on that income, neither Social Security, Medicare, nor federal income taxes. So he's saving three times the $37,000. So three times $37,000 would be 90, 21 would be 110. So he's saving $110,000 on the income he's making now. So that is a $147,000 tax turnaround. Now, even above that, there may be some additional unutilized tax deductions that, because you're married filing jointly, even you could take advantage of on your W-2 income. Are there, and are you getting back some money from your W-2 now?
Absolutely. There was one year that our tax position was such that our refund in April was equal to my withholding the full year. So basically, we paid no taxes that year. And this is because, and I know that some of it is deferred, right? It's deferred through the multifamily and through the depreciation on the houses. And so it sort of comes back eventually. But for that particular year, there was, we paid no taxes.
So that's, I'm just going to round your income off to 100 grand also and call that another 37,000 you got out of paying. So in that particular year, you say 14, it'd be 7, 8, you saved $184,000 worth of taxes. Folks, you got to understand, this is stuff that you have to come hear about. You just can't understand it. And I don't know if you actually looked at it that way or not, Conjita, but that's the way you really have to look at it. You're not paying taxes on that three times income. You're not paying taxes on his earned income. You're not paying Social Security and Medicare. And you're getting out of paying taxes on your income. That's a lot of change.
Yep. And I think that, you know, what you've just highlighted, Dale, is that so regardless of what happens, because Matt's income now is real estate income that gets treated for tax purposes completely different, right? Our joint, our tax bracket has already reduced dramatically because you removed, half of whatever we made through W-2. So even if there was nothing else, just reducing that tax bracket, just that in and of itself makes a big difference.
Good point. I didn't even bring that point up, but you're right.
Yeah.
That's beneficial also. So it's really a great thing. So we got that did occur. So you've now reduced your tax burden, tripled his income, and gotten him into home. What'd you call it? House husband position.
House husband. Yeah.
House husband. Uber driver. Right? House husband and personalized Uber driver for the kids, right?
Absolutely. For the kids and for her.
Oh, for her too. Okay.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. He was my Uber driver. Yeah.
All right. So that all turned out pretty well. Let's talk real briefly here about, it is real briefly, you only have a minute left in this segment. How did you decide which deals to go with in the multifamily?
We basically defined a box of what we wanted to see out of these deals in terms of cash flow, equity growth, potential refis, et cetera. And just like we evaluate single family the same way, we got it on as many lists as we could. We try and get as many PPMs in front of us as we can so that we can find the ones that fit in our box. And it's never a case of, worrying about passing on a deal, because we always know there's more coming. And so we just find the ones that fit in our box, and those are the ones that we go after.
And look very closely at the lead as well. That plays a huge role in our decision to invest.
Yeah, we like to call that putting more weight on the jockey than the horse, knowing that the jockey can win the game for you, whereas the horse could end up being sick, and the jockey can still pull it off. So,
exactly.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Conjita and Matt and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
friends. How many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
From out of Houston, Texas. Currently, they own 13 multifamily apartment complexes and 8 single-family houses, and they've been at this for about 4 years now, since 2016, I guess almost 5 years now. And Matt retired himself in 1 year, if you just turn it on the radio right now. 11 months later, he retired after he started doing this, which brings me to this question. Matt or Conjita, whoever happened to have heard about me or heard any of our advertisements, put it that way. I know you heard about us from a friend, but the concept that we advertise out there, retire between 2 to 5 years, does that seem unrealistic for us to make those claims with the people you've met?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, obviously, we were in a position that to be able to do that for me in less than a year, and quite frankly, we could have retired Conjita earlier if not for some other benefit reasons for staying in her job. So no, I think with, you know, the right ability, motivation, and drive, you know, 2 to 5 years is perfectly reasonable for a retirement goal.
Completely agree with that. And I think, though, that one thing that we have to emphasize is that just joining Lifestyles Unlimited is not enough. You have to actually take action and do something. And so understand what your goals are, work toward those goals. Because if you get, you know, very busy, quote unquote, with other stuff that happens, there's always stuff to be done, right? But if you have intent and if you have a plan in front of you, follow the plan, follow the map, Lifestyles Unlimited will give you the tools to get there, but you have to actually take control, if you will, of your own destiny.
I agree with that. Let's change directions a second and go this way. You had mentioned something earlier about, you know, people in Lifestyles, the group, how they were so diverse. Were you surprised at all how open people were about their financial information and about their business operations information?
Yeah, the level of transparency that you find in Lifestyles, including very granular data on investment performance, numbers, cash flow, how much you're making in this investment, is something that I have never seen in my almost 30-year career in corporate America. You know, with case studies every month on Thursdays, you get to see actual performance, and people are just very open. So absolutely, huge surprise, and very happy that that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, to this day, I'm still absolutely shocked at how transparent it is, and it's something, you know, like Conjita said, you don't see. I mean, most people don't grow up discussing, you know, what they make. You have divisions within companies that don't share numbers or strategies or anything like that. But you go into Lifestyles, and you know, people tell you, this is what I did, this is how I did it, this is the impact. Oh, don't do this, do this instead, because this will help you out. And everything is just an open book, and people are open resources and always willing to help out. And it's just, that to me is just one of the really incredible parts of Lifestyles that you just don't see anywhere else.
Did you derive any social benefit out of it? A lot of people seem to have made groups of friends that they hang out with now.
I mean, we've made several good friends within Lifestyles. I mean, obviously we started with some, we brought some in that we know personally, and not so obviously COVID's kind of put a little damper on that for the last year or so, but absolutely, you know, the case studies, the road trips and expo are a great place and help you meet people that you, you know, communicate with throughout the year, go, you know, have other events with. And it's just it's a good social group as well as the financial and real estate aspect of it.
Yeah. I found that there's, what's the best way to explain it? There seems to be synergy of some type just below the surface of the group.
You know, like you always say, it's a group of like-minded individuals. And the more you're around people who have the same goals and aspirations as you do, even when you're not talking about real estate, you just kind of click with them. It's just how it works.
So what's the goal for your family now, guys? Where are you going with this?
Well, so the immediate goal is to, you know, continue growing what we have. I'm always about constant improvement, and you know, I'm not stopping the drive just because we've reached some milestone. I'll set another milestone and another thing to achieve. Like Kunja just said, you know, you put a plan out there, and as long as you keep moving towards that plan, good things are going to happen. And for her personally, it's, you know, for her retirement, she's, you know, coming up on a point where we're going to actually be able to get her retired. So that's going to be the next goal. And then just to continue growing our real estate portfolio as we move through our retired, quote unquote, retired life.
Yeah. And on the portfolio side, we're looking, you know, like you mentioned, Dale, we have quite a bit of equity in our single family portfolio. So we're looking at doing a reverse 1031 exchange into an apartment complex, you know, like taking that equity. And yeah, that's what we're looking at.
You had mentioned in your profile that you're both LEED certified, but I've not heard anything in this conversation today that indicates you have any inclination to do that. What does the future hold? Anything like you becoming IROs and owning your own apartment or taking other people in to do a deal?
We basically talked about it as doing both. So we have our own, like you said, we have our own single family with lots of equity in that we would do that reverse 1031 as an IRO. Once we have that under our belt, then we would look into going into the LEED route to bring on other investors and grow that side.
Yeah. Okay. I think from our perspective, we wanted to do an IRO on a smaller deal, get comfortable with apartment operations, doing it ourselves before, you know, we're fully responsible for some people's money and, you know, lifetime savings in some cases. So
makes sense. Well, guys, I want to thank you for being on the show today. The rest of you out there, remember this: it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.